Chinese elm and poplars and maple trees and fruit trees of all kinds. Got an apple tree in the backyard, and there's an apricot tree on back in the backyard.
They're bearing?
Yes.
Good.
Our apple tree is small, but it's got a lot of big apples on it.
Dwarf?
No, they're regular. The tree is young, and the apples just about break the limbs off. But there, it's going to be a good tree.
Boy, oh boy, I got 10, I think, on mine this year. Sprayed it only once. Yeah. So I guess I'm going to share the delight with the worms.
Yeah, they sure eat them up.
Do you have maples around here at all?
Yes.
These are native, or?
Mostly native. I think they have some hybrid maples.
Do you have that tree around here that grows quite tall and has scaly bark? Down on the end of a branch, there'll be a little round seed.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what those are called.
Sycamore? Or
yeah, sycamore.
Buttonball? Or
I never heard them call that. We used to have a persimmon tree near our house when I was a boy.
Oh, boy.
We used to eat persimmons. They were good.
Now, we had those in California where I grew up. We used to go out and try to catch possums around them. Crazy kids. No possums within 10 miles of there. But we'd get them down along the creeks.
Yeah.
Out in the country here, do you have that bush that has brilliant red leaves before any other bush? And then up on top of it, there'll be a clump of berries?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what it's called.
Shoemake or summock or?
I don't know.
How about that vine with a three-fingered leaf?
Oh, a poison ivy?
Uh-huh. What happens when you get into that?
Well, you break out. You get a rash. Uh-huh.
And then what do you do if you've got the rash? What does it make you do?
Itch.
Uh-huh. And you say that's what?
It itches.
Uh-huh. What would you call a group of trees in open country?
Clump.
Mm-hmm. How about a place where the brush grows thick?
It's a brushy place.
Yeah, that's what I'd call it. How about land where scrubby oak grows? Little short oak.
I don't know.
Is that ever called shinnery around here?
No.
That's farther to the west.
I guess so.
And Barbara, you'd say, is your
wife.
Mm-hmm. And you are her
husband.
A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
What did you generally call your mother?
Mom.
And your mother and your father were your
parents.
Did you know your grandparents at all?
Yes, when I was small.
What did you call your grandfather?
Oh, gee. Grandpa.
Your grandmother?
Grandma.
And if you have a bunch of children and one is more mature than others, the others, you'd say he's the
older. Or more mature.
And of your children, you have what?
One girl and three boys.
And the girl is your
oldest.
Your daughter?
My daughter.
In the early days here, when babies were being delivered and a doctor wasn't handy, who'd do the delivering?
A midwife.
Mm-hmm. And a child who's born out of wedlock would be?
A bastard, I guess.
Any special terms for this? Woods cold or blanket baby or just euphemisms? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people will avoid the legal term. And go to all sorts of
I'd hate to have to call it that.
Yeah, I didn't.
Among, you know, in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I don't know any other word to call it.
Yeah, that's the only one you can use. It's a legal term. Mm-hmm. It's the neutral term.
Yeah.